Continuing here on the Jake Asman Show till 4 p.m. Eastern time, college football certainly underway in the mix. Some of the big-time matchups taking place this weekend. And now joining us on the BetDSI.com inside line is Laura Rutledge, covers college football for SEC's Nation and, of course, ESPN. And she joins us now. Laura, Jake Asman here in Houston, a pleasure to talk with you. How are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. College obviously underway. We've had plenty of good games so far this year. As you start to really look ahead, though, and the talk's going to be all about the college football playoff, what to you so far this year has been some of the main storylines that has interested you the most?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing has been Alabama's dominance and, you know, is anybody going to catch them? And when you continually see them come out, you know, week in and week out and have these dominant victories, don't tell Nick Saban I said that, but they're in a scenario where they just look like they're almost unbeatable. But I think what's beautiful about college football is that no one is ever that invincible. It just always seems to work out that way where somebody gets caught in a scenario where someone can beat them on any given week. And so then I think as you look around the rest of the country and even project to the playoff, let's say Alabama gets in, who's going to be the biggest threat? And maybe it is an Ohio State that looks very good. And Dwayne Haskins at the quarterback spot is impressive. Their defense is good, could get even better whenever they get Bosa back. And, you know, then you look around the rest of the country and maybe in the SEC, LSU could be a threat to Alabama, or maybe it's Georgia if they make it to the SEC championship game. And then there's Clemson that's still out there looming. All these guys that came back, you know, for a chance to compete for a national title again, who could have gone to the NFL. So there's just so many storylines. West Virginia even still out there kind of looming in the distance. You can't forget about them. And Will Grier, what they do offensively. So just a lot of exciting teams this year. And for me, you know, I think it is a matter of everyone who's sort of nipping at Alabama's heels. But they could be beat. And then there we are where the whole thing gets totally blown up. We haven't gotten to the point yet, and it's still, you know, relatively early, even though we're about halfway through the season. We haven't gotten to the point where we've had one of those really crazy upset weekends. We sort of saw it with Oklahoma last week, and there have been a few, but it hasn't been as shocking as maybe it will be at some point during this year.
We're spending a few minutes here on the BetDSI.com inside line with Laura Rutledge. She's here, of course, on behalf of Pilot Flying J, the largest operator of travel centers in North America. Since you brought up Alabama, I have to ask you about what you've seen from this team. It obviously starts at quarterback with Tua. I mean, where does he rank among the quarterbacks in college football right now? And when you look at what he's been able to do in this offense, I mean, is this maybe the best quarterback Nick Saban has obviously ever had since he's been at Bama?
It is the best. Tua is the best quarterback Nick Saban's had. That is a definite. And right now, he's the best quarterback in college football. And you know, there are some other guys who have better numbers than him. Even Jordan Tamu at Ole Miss in the SEC has better numbers than Tua. But the reason why that is the case is because Tua hasn't even played in a fourth quarter. I mean, it's just ridiculous what they have, an embarrassment of riches at Alabama. What he's doing, I think, it almost makes it look like he's playing a video game.
It's like a cheat code out there.
It is. He's having so much fun, and it's just been a blast to watch him from the standpoint of just being a fan of offense. I think you have to kind of like what Tua Tagovailoa does. So I think that, you know, the sky's the limit for Alabama from the standpoint of having Tua, but also the wide receivers may not get enough credit because it is one of the better groups of wide receivers that Nick Saban's ever had as well.
When you look at the SEC, and I know, of course, you're around it all the time, you cover it very closely. Besides Alabama, what are your thoughts on a team like Georgia? You mentioned LSU. I know you got a chance up close to see that LSU and Florida game last week. What are your thoughts on the rest of this conference and how strong it is compared to some other SEC years we've had in recent years?
Yeah, you know, I think coming into the year, we thought it was going to be once again the SEC West being better than the East, but we've really seen the East come on strong, and Georgia was sort of the leader of that charge last year. They've continued that, and they really haven't been tested that much already this year just because they are much better than their opponents that they've already faced. But this week against LSU will be a true test for them. I think LSU is still an incredibly talented team. They may not be elite, but they're close to it, even though they lost to Florida on the road. It's just a last-minute mistake by Joe Burrow, who really hadn't made many mistakes at the quarterback spot for LSU. So I believe this is a true big test for Georgia, their first one that we'll really see, You know, what does Jake Fromm and company do when their backs are up against the wall this year? We've seen it last year, right? We know that they function well in those tests. But what about this year and what about this particular group? And we'll know a little bit more after this weekend, certainly. And then, you know, like I mentioned, just the rest of the East, Florida sort of getting themselves righted, getting the ship righted after a loss to Kentucky. But Kentucky is much stronger this year, even though they did lose to A&M. So there's a lot more strength in the East than what we saw in the West.
What are your thoughts on this matchup with LSU and Georgia? Obviously, you just mentioned it. LSU had the tough loss last week to Florida. They're looking to bounce back. They're at home. Real test for Georgia here. Is LSU as good as they've been this year, or do you think that Georgia, you know, with their quarterback play and how talented they are going to the national championship game a year ago, they should go out there and even being the road team, find a way to get this W?
Yeah, it sort of feels like Georgia, the number two team in the country, is still underrated somehow. It's like we don't give them enough credit for being what they are. And I believe that they will win this game against LSU, but I do think it's going to be close. And some of that has to do with the fact that it's in Death Valley. If this is a night game in Death Valley, we're talking about a totally different scenario where, you know, maybe some craziness happens there. I still think just kind of athlete for athlete, Georgia is the better team, and they are deeper than LSU. But LSU's first 22 guys are going to match up well with Georgia's starting lineup, too, on both sides. And that's where you will kind of know a little bit more about Georgia, like I was saying. But to me, Jake Fromm ends up leading the charge, maybe late in this game, limiting mistakes. He is a better quarterback than Joe Burrow, and I could see that being a big factor in this one. At the end of the day, you know, the line of scrimmage could be a big factor, too. But I think the quarterback play, as it usually does, will end up being a big-time determining factor, especially with two really good secondaries on both sides.
ESPN college football reporter Laura Rutledge is with us here on behalf of Pilot Flying J. Before we get to that, Laura, I know you went to Florida. You get a chance to work with Tim Tebow. As someone who is an alum of Florida, I mean, how exciting is it to work with a guy that is maybe the best college football player of all time? And, oh, yeah, was a Florida Gator.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Like, I was in school with Tim, so he's a year older than me, but I actually, as a student at Florida, covered him. And even at that point, I mean, his celebrity's grown even since then, but at the time, it was like you couldn't even walk anywhere on campus if Tim Tebow was anywhere nearby because people were just mobbing him. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. You don't see that. There are some guys that, you know, in college that have notoriety now, but it's just not nearly what Tim had even at that point. And so it's cool because I think getting to know him as a person and getting to find out that he truly is the real deal, and everything that you read about, everything that he writes about, everything you see, that is who he represents. And so it's pretty special to call him a friend now at this point after covering him in school and, you know, really being a fan of his for many years.
That's so cool. And I know you were there last week when they honored him before the game at halftime, whatever it was. I mean, how cool was that moment to be there and watch him get his due in front of the hometown fans?
Yeah, it was pretty emotional. I mean, I think you look back to the year that really solidified him as a legend at Florida and put him in that, you know, ring of honor that he's in now. It was all about the 2008 season and the promise speech and everything that went along with that. Just, you know, kind of learning some of the behind the scenes of all of that, having covered it as a student, like I said, and been at Florida at the time. It's been pretty neat to see all of it come full circle. And I mean, now 10 years later, it sort of hits you in the face. Like, how has it been that long? But very special to see Tim honored, and certainly he's deserving of all of that.
Now, Laura, you're with Pilot Flying J, which is the official travel center of the SEC. What can you tell our audience about your partnership? I believe you're in your second year doing some work with them.
Yeah, you know, I've always loved Pilot Flying J, and just as somebody who travels a lot, and I actually love to take road trips and drive places as much as possible, and I'll always look for a Pilot Flying J because they have everything you need. It's a go-to destination, a one-stop shop, all the travel essentials you might need, and it's great for football fans because they have everything you might need for your tailgate. So more than 275 stores located in SEC markets. Anytime I'm traveling in the SEC, I can always find one. They're clean, they're safe. They have great coffee. If you're ever feeling a little tired on the road, that's one of the things that I always look for. And just, you know, a great place to go to celebrate the SEC and to get all your tailgate materials that you might need.
Laura, I appreciate your time, and obviously enjoy the games later today.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me.
That's ESPN college football reporter Laura Rutledge. And a reminder, our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125 and get 125% of your initial deposit today. Get all the plays and the inside line at BetDSI.com. Jake Asman Show continues right after this.